We're on Ayin Vav Amud Beis Tav. The Tirosh Chamrahu is Tirosh then wine, liquid wine. Vatanya Hanoder Menat Tirosh Oser B'chol Minei Mesika. Person makes a neder not to eat Tirosh. So he's Oser to eat grapes or any other sweet fruit. Umutar B'yayim, he's allowed to drink wine. So it says, V'lav Chamrahu. The Maisa Tirosh isn't wine. Voksi, the Tirosh Inovei Besulos. Right. Tirosh, Rashi says, also b'chol minei besika, the perus chadoshim, the tapuchim, banovim, fruit that's sweet is called tirosh. Umutter b'yayin ben arboim. He's mutter to what's it called to drink wine. What's it called within 40 days, that's not called tirosh. Even within 40 days. The tirosh inove besulo, ze yayin tov, shubashakar is ha'adam, legalo sisre libo ha'atumim ki besula. The tirosh yinove besulos means that tirosh unlocks the secrets that a person has. And that's only wine. Eating grapes doesn't unlock your secrets. Where it says no, dover habom in a tirosh. It doesn't mean tirosh, it means something that comes from tirosh, it comes from grapes. Yinove besulos. Vaksi the tirosh yikavecha yifrotsu. Right, tirosh that comes from the yekev, and the yekev is where you make wine. So obviously tirosh is wine. So it says no, dover habom in a tirosh. That which comes from grapes, which is then made in the yekev, that's what is yifrotsu. Yikavecha yifrotsu. V'haksiv znus v'yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. Right? And here you can say that it means dover habom in ha-tirosh. It says znus v'yayin v'tirosh. Yikach lev means it'll take your heart, means it'll intoxicate you. And that's only wine. So tirosh obviously is wine. Ela dekule alma tirosh chamrohu. Everybody holds that tirosh is wine. However, by Loshem B'nei Adam, tirosh, they don't refer to wine as tirosh. But from the pasuk is tirosh means wine. Where it says, why is wine called wine? Why does it have two names? Yayin shemevi yilolala olam. Yayin is from Loshem Aninus. Brings crying to the world. People get drunk, they do terrible things. Tirosh, you call them Mizgorabo Nasa Rosh. Anybody who gets addicted to wine becomes poor. Rashi. Habomina Tirosh, Minho Anovin. Doesn't mean wine, it means things that come from Tirosh. Tirosh itself is not wine, Tirosh is Anovin. Bahachi Komer Kroho, Anovim Yotzi Lochem Dov, Rashi Anove Besulos. The tirosh yikavecha yifrotsu, v'chol yekev shebemikra hu haborsh lefnei agas. The shom ein hu anovim nesunim elayayim. In the yekev, you only have wine. You don't have the grapes. So obviously, yikavecha yifrotsu tirosh means wine. When it says no, dover habomi tirosh. It will spread things that come from tirosh. V'achi kamar kra. Anovim yulecha hamafritzim yikavecha b'yayim. You'll have a lot of grapes that will fill your yekev with wine. Ula'olam ein hayayin nikra tirosh elo anovim. V'aksiv yayin v'tirosh yikach lev. V'achilas anovim eino mishakeres. It doesn't take your heart when you eat grapes. So obviously, tirosh is wine. It's only by Nedarim that Tirosh doesn't mean wine, because people don't call wine Tirosh. But the Maisa from the Pasuk calls wine Tirosh. Shemevi Yalala Aladi Hayayin Rav Haniyuf Uperanios Bala Olam. People drink wine, they're over Surim, and then Puranios comes to the world. Yayin Lashon Taniya V'Yalala. That's one way it's called yayin. And it's called, what's it called? Tirosh, because it makes you poor. Rav Kahana Rami, Ksiv Tirosh, the Karinon Tirosh. Zocha Nasa Rosh. If you drink wine properly, it'll make you smart. Lo Zocha Nasa Rosh. And if you're not Zocha and you drink it improperly, you get poor. The Hainu Derava, Derava Rami. Rava brought of Stirim Psukim. Ksiv Yismach. Yishmach, the Karin and Yishmach. The word can be read with a shin or a sin. Yishmach is Lashon Shmama. Yishmach is Lashon Simcha. Zocha Misamcho. Lo Zocha Mishamamo. If you zocha and drink wine properly, it makes you happy. If not, it destroys you. V'hainu doma rova chamra v'reichoni pikchin. That wine and besamim If you use it properly, make you a pikeach. Rashi, zoch lishtos lefi mida, if you drink wine properly, nasa rosh. Shemethakeach libo b'chochma. Ksiv yismach b'shin, loshen shmoma. Yishmach. Vikarin and yayin yisamach, loshen simcha. Pikchin, pikchuni, asauni pikeach. Wine makes you smart if you drink it properly. It arouses you. Okay, now the Gemara goes out. The Sicha Menolon, Rechitza, the Sicha Menolon Dikri Inui. How do you know Rechitza and Sicha are Inui? Dechsiv Lechem Chamudos Lo Achalti, Ubosar Vayayin Lo Bo El Pi. Right? It says by Daniel, I didn't eat Lechem Chamudos, and I didn't drink, eat Bosar or drink wine. The Soch Lo Sachti, and I didn't anoint myself with oil. So now the Gemara says, "My lechem chamudos lo achalti." What do you mean? I didn't eat lechem chamudos. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid of Shmuel bar Shilas, afilu nahama dechiti dechaisa lo ochal. I didn't eat bread made out of clean chitim. Right? Rashi says, "Chitim noos nekios." Kino mikargminon as big day the godai also big day esof of chamudos is dechaisa, the clean ones. I don't know what the afilu is. Right? Afilu chanime. That's another girsa. Dechite dechaisa loachal. He didn't eat even bread made out of clean chitim. That's I don't know. That's a good bread. That's not the athilu. Even that I didn't eat. I almost don't understand. I looked around. I couldn't find. That why? Because it's, when it's made out of clean chitim, doesn't taste so good. Okay. That makes sense. That's what?
Maybe doesn't have buzz.
It doesn't have, I don't know. No? What is it? What's chite de chaisa?
No? Pounded flour. I presume that white lechem achid is not as tasty as.
Right here. White. Okay. Umenolan de chashiv ki inui. How do you know that that's called inui? Dechsi vayomre lai al tira doniel ki min hayom arishan ashenasata es libcha lahodin ul his anos lefanei al kecha nish mudvarecha. Va'ani bossi b'dvarecha. The Malach told Daniel, we'll see what's the Malach Gavriel, told Daniel, from the time that you began to fast, right, and to afflict yourself, right, your words were heard, and I came somewhere because of your words. So therefore we see that what's it called, that Sicha is an Inui, because it's a Lo Sachti, and that's called Inui. Ashkechon Sicha, Rechitza Menolan. How do you know Rechitza? Om Rav Zutra Bereid Rav Tuvio, Omar Kra, Vatovo Kamayim Bekirbo, Ukeshemin Batzmosav. Right? Go into him like water and like shemen into his bones. Right? So you see that what's it called? The Emakishtia. Maybe the Kamayim over here we're saying means now Rechitza. Just like when you put oil on your body, it's the same thing when you put water on your body. Water is rechitza and oil is sicha. So it says, Neima kishtia. Maybe no. Maybe it means that you're drinking the water. Where it says, Dumya de shemen. No, shemen is not talking about drink shemen. You don't drink shemen. Ma shemen me avroi, shemen you shmir. So too, the water you put on your body. It's called, that's rechitza. Tathmayim me avroi. Aiva ha tana ibcha konosivla. The tana learns just the opposite from this pasuk. Right? Disnan menayin lesicha kishtia. How do you know that Sicha is like Shtia? B'yom HaKippurim, Afo Pishein Raya L'dover, even though it's not a complete Raya, Zeich L'dover, Shenemar, V'atavo Kamayim Bekirbo, U'Keshemin Batzmosav. And here we're darshening, Mayim Bekirbo means drinking, and anointing with oil is like drinking. So it's not talking about washing. So we can't learn from here that washing is an Inui, not washing is an Inui, right? Just the opposite. We're learning from here that Sicha is Keshtia. Elom Ravashi Rechitza Migufe de Kroy Shmile. The Pasuk itself, you learn both Sicha and Shtia. To see the Soch Lo Sachti. Because it said, Velo Sachti. What's the Soch Lo Sachti? Two kinds of anointing. One smearing oil, and the other one smearing water, which is called Ritzicha. Rashi. Dumya de Shemen. Mayim bikirbo, dechsivi bikro, dumya dekeshemen, batzmosa. When it says mayim goes into you, like shemen goes into your bones, It's the same kind of way that shemen goes into your bones from the outside, the water goes into you from the outside, washing. Ma shemin b'chut sochen also v'nivla b'atzmosot af mayim b'kir bo hanivlos derech hachutz al yidei rechitza. Shehikishtia al mamayim dekroshtiyahu. When we other rabbi, we learn the pasuk differently. We learn that mayim b'kir bo is kipshuto, means drinking, and we're makish shemen like mayim b'kir bo that sichas kishtia. The shemen who diyolat mi mayim, the at yolat mayim mi shemen. You're learning the pasuk the opposite. That shemen is like, that mayim is like shemen. And here, the Tana learns the opposite, that shemen is like mayim. El omarvashi rechitza migufei dekra, de Daniel, de gabi sicha nafkavan. We learn from the same pasuk of soch lo sachti, miribuya delishna. Could have said, velo sachti, the soch lo sachti, umatsa lemichta, velo sachti. So in this halach of sicha kishtia, there's a limud by truma, menayin shesicha kishtia, that if a tzar eats or drinks truma, so he's chayiv, he's machal the truma, and if he what's it called? It says ki yachaleluha, right? That it's going on sicha too. That also is machal the truma. So sichas kishtia. That's a real limud. Thy truma, according to many, sichas kishtia is min haTorah. And by Yom Kippur, Sicha is Kishtia. How about the other things? So the Rabbeinu Tam in one place says that Sicha Kishtia is only by Yom Kippur, and it's only the Rabbanan, so these are all Asmachtas, and it's because of Tainug. Right? It's only that kind of Sicha that's Latainug. But if you put some medicine on, it's not Latainug, that's Mutar on Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's one sheet. And it's only by Truma that it's also. And Isurei Hanoah, obviously. That's not because Sicha Kishtia, that's because it's Osir Banoah. But by Isurei Achila, Sicha is not Osir. Therefore, you're allowed to use soap. Right? You're allowed to smear Chazer fat on your body. Because Sicha Kishtia is only by Isurei Hanoah, or by Yom Kippur, or by Truma. That's one Shita. Then there's a second Shita, the Rabbeinu Tam, that Sicha is Kishtia only by Shemen. All shemen that's osur, you're not allowed to put on your body because it's absorbed more. But other kinds of things like fat or whatever, which aren't absorbed so much, there is no isur. So again, you're still allowed to use soap if it's made out of tallow or whatever. This would still be mutter according to that, even though sicha is kishtia in all isurei achila. But it's only shemen, nothing else. And there's a third sheet of the isur v'heter who holds ataka sicha kishtia by all isurei achila. But it's only osur for tainig. But if you don't do it for tainig, it's mutter. Therefore, soap, you don't put soap on for tainig usually, unless you lather it up or whatever. You usually put it on just to take it off, to take off dirt. So even according to that, using soap for washing would be mutter. But using soap to lather yourself up or whatever as a tainug, you know, these are certain kinds of soaps that are made for, you know, bath soaps or whatever. According to that, using soaps with an isra achila in it even would be awesome. Isra hanovav is awesome. But isra achila, according to that, so three different shitas. And the minhag ha'olam is to use soap even if it comes from isra achila. Soap used to be made out of tallow. Today it's made out of chemicals usually, but there's still soap that's made out of tallow.